How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Allie, go ahead and tell us where this song's from, because I know for a fact Dylan didn't come up with this music.
I'm so excited about this one. It's Selena, Bitty Bitty Bum Bum.
Okay, there you go. And Dylan's going, who? Knows nothing
I've
about
I've actually heard of this song.
Hello, J-Lo made the movie.
Do you ever heard of the movie or heard of Selena's story or anything like that?
Dude.
I know somewhat of Selena's story, and I've heard of the movie, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'm not a Selena expert.
I don't believe anything you just said.
I don't know what to tell you
about it. He doesn't know anything about it. You know who knows something about it?
What's that?
My wife.
Oh yeah, she a Selena fan.
Huge Selena fan when she was a little girl. So you know Amy's family is her dad's half Brazilian. I've told you that, right?
Yeah.
And so when Amy was a little girl, she would watch Selena. She's gonna kill me for telling this story, but I'm already halfway in it. She thought she was Mexican. And so she thought Selena was like a heritage movie.
Yeah.
they had to tell her like, no, you're Brazilian.
You're a part of me.
Yeah.
You're a part of me, Selena.
Yeah. She always had this relatability with Selena.
Yeah.
They were like, no. I mean, that's great, but you're actually half or quarter Brazilian.
Yeah.
You guys would have to correct me.
I feel like that the lady responsible for Selena's death just got out of prison.
There was something about that recently, wasn't there?
Some news about that.
What are
y'all talking about? What prison? What? See, I told you he had no idea. He has no idea about any of this. He's like, yeah, I got a good understanding of Selena.
He needs to go watch Selena tonight.
Stop it, man.
Give us a
review. So, let's see. She was, I don't know. I don't think she was released.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. She's eligible for parole.
There you go.
Boo.
Her first petition was denied on March 27th, 2025.
There you go.
With March 30th as set as her next date.
Wow.
So, sorry, Yolanda.
Yeah. That's another story for another day. We don't need to go there right now. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us here on The Morning Shift. Mike, Allie, Bo, Dylon. Man, a lot of fun so far today. Already been talking about how Allie's birthday was yesterday. Did you get any good gifts?
So we recently...
Not to put your husband on the spot.
No, I got a great gift because we just moved into a new house, but we had an accident where one of our dogs ran straight into a full-length mirror and it fell over and smashed.
So I got one
of those like beautiful ones that they're always advertising on TikTok.
Of course, big arch, full-length.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I totally spoiled
it. Room.
I was in the basement. I looked over. I was like, is that a full-length mirror? And Grant was just like... No.
Oh.
But it's great. It's a wonderful gift.
So just to keep track of this, you guys just bought a house and had a big, you know, financial commitment. And he also bought you a birthday gift.
He did.
It's crazy
did
that you
about...
could do that. You could buy a couple of different things in one window.
That's totally
I'm not
different.
Calling anybody
pew, 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 pew. No, that's hold on. That is completely Completely.
Hang on. Just hang on. Let me bring this home before you explain yourself. We had the conversation last week. It's like, Bo, what's the first Mother's Day gift going to be like for Amy? And he's like, oh, I just got her a push present. She's not getting a Mother's Day gift. And then breaking news this morning, Allie, what does this guy tell us?
That it's his anniversary tomorrow.
Anniversary is tomorrow.
Wait, so Bo, did you get an anniversary gift?
Exactly.
She's wearing her push present. That's what he's saying.
The look on this guy's face.
Allie, boy, Allie's quick. She is quick. Well, Allie, you know what? You're quick. I gotta give you credit.
I will say this though, in defense of Bo, the birthday present combined with just buying a house is completely different from Bo's situation. I do agree that it's completely different.
What do you mean?
Because a house that's a financial commitment they made together. It's not like just Grant bought the house for Allie. Allie and
exactly.
Grant
was more of a financial commitment, the house or the push present. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, again, the push present. What Amy didn't go in on the push present like Allie Mack went in on the house.
Amy did her part, okay?
Yeah,
Amy did her part.
I mean, no, she did. I'm not saying Amy didn't deserve a push present. She absolutely did. But all I'm saying is that it is different. I agree with Bo. It is different from what you're trying to compare those two things. Is not they're not it's
it
apples
was a
oranges.
Massive. Moment in both lives that was a financial commitment, and all I'm saying is one guy chose afterwards to immediately get another gift, and one guy has two gifts to get. And
see
like, no
that,
thanks.
But Dylan is right. You're wrong. It's okay. Not like Grant said, "Here, Allie, I bought you a house. Now let me get you a birthday present
Wouldn't
too." They
nice?
Went in that together as a couple.
Exactly.
See, not everybody has to sit at home while their wife goes out gambling, Mike.
Oh, here we go.
Shots fired.
Look, unfortunately, and this is what I've grown in the last couple of years, I'm not going to let Bo get me. Because anybody that's listened to the show knows that every now and then I'm like, all right, here we go. But I'm not going to let it happen. I'm just going to invite you guys to weigh in at 929 Morning Shift if you think that Bo has lost his mind, that he doesn't owe his wife an anniversary gift or a Mother's Day gift after getting her a push present just 2 or 3 short weeks ago. So you can let us know. Also, we were talking about how Allie's birthday was on Star Wars Day, and Grant, that was when Grant was like, dude, that's when I knew, you know, the unicorn had arrived. She had flown in. In Pegasus style, just off the clouds.
I mean,
just
you know, Grant doesn't talk that way, right?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He's not quite as poetic.
I think it helped that I'm like, you know, amazing. But I think it was a sign to him. Her birthday is Star Wars Day. This is my dream girl.
All right, we got to hit some stories. Let's go in the huddle. Well, we do know the location now of the 2027 NFL draft. That will be Washington, D.C. And I know that there's been a lot of good vibes around owner Josh Harris. Obviously, that team is on the upswing. That fan base, coming off the news that they have pretty much been okayed for a new, like, $3 billion stadium or whatever it is, this good. Fan base gets another feather in their cap, Bo. I think it's going to be electric, to be honest with you, because I'm assuming it's going to be like in the National Mall. They're not going to do it where FedEx Field is. They're going to do it like the National Mall and make it a whole big entire thing. But I think it's going to be a pretty cool setting in a couple years.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, hopefully. I'm curious where they'll do it. You know, that's – I mean, the thing – you know where I go. The thing I think about is the crime is high in that city. And to have an event like that, it's going to be interesting. But, look, I hope it pulls it off kind of cool. I think it tells you, though, that what the NFL thinks about Washington having a Super Bowl with or without a new stadium.
Yeah.
Which is why I think one of the reasons why they're putting – some of the drawings have like a roof on that stadium, right?
Yeah.
Is that they want to be able to draw one of those events. I'm not sure I'm curious where they will do this.
Yeah. It has to be the National Mall. There's no way that setting, that scene would not be done in the way that we think it would.
Do you think this will be better attended than Green Bay? Because it's a little bit easier to get to.
Probably. And Dylan went 2 years ago to Detroit. And how many people did they end up being in Detroit, Dylan? Was it like 400?
It was a lot. I think they had set the current – or they had set the record then for attendance. There was a lot of people. It was packed
out
there.
The best looking was Nashville.
I mean, it
probably
was just ridiculous.
I thought Green Bay did a good job for what it is.
Yeah, I agree.
You don't think – And maybe I'm wrong on where you're actually talking about. They couldn't do it like the monument there, like where they have the inaugurations and stuff?
Yeah. The National Mall, which is that whole, Washington.
Oh, that's what
monument,
it's called.
Lincoln.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
That would be really cool.
Yeah,
though.
There's no Forever 21 at the National Mall. It's just, it's just straight up monuments up and down. You know, where Forrest Gump was talking, the National Mall with the fountain and the pool and everything.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Anyways, real quick before we get out of here, I did want to shine light on this story. So the Philadelphia Eagles, if you go to their website, Dylan Squad, they put out some video, some behind-the-scenes footage from their draft weekend. And obviously, GM Howie Roseman front and center of that. He's been there a long time. He's known now, obviously, as one of the best GMs in the league, although people completely forget, like, the first 5 or 6 years he was part of the Eagles. Anyways, so there is an inside look, and he gets the news that Atlanta has traded up with the Rams up to pick number 26, and he says, quote, "I now understand why people aren't taking our deals." Like, he's kind of looking at it going, boy, they gave up a next year first rounder. And obviously there's more caveats to the deal, but Bo, I thought that was a unique insight into kind of the reaction to see people when the Falcons traded up to 26.
Yeah, it bothered me because I've seen people like, they're all laughing at us. Terry's terrible and all this. I thought it was funny because Roseman's like, yeah, I'm trying to move up like 4 or 5 spots, and I'm lowballing people, and yeah, they're trying to jump 20. No wonder no one's taking our deals. Yeah, because you have to offer more to come up that high. That's the way the draft works. You're coming back into the first round, you got to offer a lot. Therefore, a pennies on the dollar deal like Howie was trying to offer wasn't going to get him anywhere. And that's not anything against Howie. Howie's a hell of a GM now. I agree with you. People forget his first stint there that didn't do much, where they basically relieved him of his duties and moved him up and then brought him back in. But I think it's funny, the reactions of those things, you know?
Yeah, definitely is. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We have to go to break. When we come back, we'll have a mic'd up. I'm going to fill you guys in on where the surprise date night was on Friday night. Incredible evening, man. I'm going to give a shout-out to the performance that we were in attendance for. And also, we got to talk about the Atlanta Braves last night. Braves finally win. There was one player, though, that was playing for the Dodgers last night that I was jealous of. That I was like, dude, that guy on the Braves in this situation would be massive. I'll tell you who that was when we come back on the other side of the break.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space: Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.